This is your operating system talking, not your computers or your phones, but your internal human operating system. I'm feeling a little overloaded. Here's how you can ease my stress. Close your eyes or softly gaze at something in front of you. Now inhale for 4 counts, exhale for 6. Keep repeating. Much better. Longer term, there's BetterHelp Online Therapy. They'll match us with a licensed therapist we can connect with via video, phone, or chat. Visit betterhelp.com/positive and save 10% on our first month. If you're feeling down and having trouble getting up in the morning, here's a tip. Brush your teeth. That's it. Often when we wake up, our brains go into planning mode, which leads to overthinking and stress before our head even leaves the pillow. Something simple like brushing your teeth can break that cycle and jumpstart your day. This tip was brought to you by BetterHelp Online Therapy, which connects you with a licensed therapist via video, phone, or online chat. Visit betterhelp.com/positive and save 10% on your first month.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, and I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. If you need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family, Rocket can. I'm going to be hanging out here with you for the next 2 hours. It is a 4-hour show. I get started 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific every single weeknight. This is my first show of 2023. And it's good to be back. Obviously not under the circumstances after everything that has taken place last night with Damar Hamlin. The latest is he is still in critical condition. His uncle spoke to the media a few hours ago, earlier on this evening, and said, they're thankful for the support that they have received. And he also says that the amount of oxygen he is receiving has been reduced down to 50%. We all certainly hope that that can go down further and that, you know, we can positively move in an upward direction where he can have a recovery. And so all of us pretty much still in the dark as it relates to Damar Hamlin. I know that's going to be a theme for the rest of the show. It's been the theme pretty much for the entire show, as it is still very difficult to focus solely on football, even amongst a lot of the other news that has taken place in the world of sports. I'm sure as we continue on throughout the course of this week and get some positive news as it relates to Damar Hamlin, that we will spend more time discussing Coach Harbaugh. I guess, again, entertaining some of the coaching opportunities in the NFL after he didn't get the Vikings job last year. We know about Zion Williamson. Maybe you don't. This man is gone at minimum for 3 weeks with a hamstring strain. We know about Donovan Mitchell. Donovan Mitchell had 71 points last night. He accounted for 99 points for the Cavs last night. More points than anyone accounted for since Wilt Chamberlain dropped 100. LeBron is a freak. We know that the college football playoff is set. Bulldogs are going back, and TCU is there. And people are going, whoa, how the hell did they get here? How did they get past Michigan? And then we got Ohio State missing field goals. So there's been plenty going on just in the world of sports. This even took place, over New Year's. Dana White. Caught on camera at a party, too drunk. He admits he's too drunk. He's with his wife, and they're slapping each other. And, the Endeavor stock, of which owns UFC, took a hit today as a result. And I don't know how many people even heard about the incident with Dana White, because at the forefront has been Damar Hamlin. The family is thankful for all the words. We know about the GoFundMe. The initial goal of $2,500 is now approaching $6,000. The GoFundMe that was set up a while ago, that was just to be a toy drive. Everyone is supporting in their own way. And so there have been a lot of conversations and debates and, who did this and who was being disrespectful. You know, Skip Bayless was in the fire today. Who was telling the truth about the 5 minutes? Did they give them 5 minutes? No, we didn't give them. Like, who cares? Like, there's more important things, I believe, to argue about. And let's be real. What is there to argue about right now? You know, are we going to argue about, one of our callers brought up an excellent point. Are we going to argue about, you know, more people potentially learning, you know, CPR? Are we going to learn a little bit of empathy? I think those are the things I'm more interested in learning and being better about, even as a person, than whether or not Joe Buck and Troy Aikman were told that it was 5 minutes, or Troy Vincent says that, no, we didn't ask the players to go back out there and play. I think the one thing that we've learned here in life, or from this situation and scenario, this unfortunate situation, is that there's so many important things, and it only takes 1 second, for things to change. I think most of us know that. I think in a general sense, a lot of us just straight take that for granted. I'm being joined by super producer and host, Dave Shepard. And amongst a lot of the things that have been discussed, they have been addressed by individuals directly in the NFL, coaches, players, owners. Jerry Jones was on 105.3 The Ticket down in Dallas for his normal spot. And he said this. He says the fact that we were able to go out there and stop the game and not play the game was the absolute correct move. Listen to Jerry Jones.
I never got the feeling that there was but one thing in everybody's mind there, and that was his care, the sensitivity of his teammates, the sensitivity of the players on the field with him, just a complete direction of concern and direction of importance toward his health. Certainly, the right decision was made relative to the health and well-being of all the family and certainly the Hamlin himself. But all of the right decisions were made regarding consideration of the family, fans, and of everyone involved.
Oh, you wanna talk about the right decision for the family? I mean, his mom was there at the game. Like, unimaginable. I can't even begin to understand what she's feeling right now. I mentioned his uncle, Dorian Glenn. He gave the update earlier on this evening about DeMar and his situation, the oxygen not needing as much, but still in critical condition. He spoke to the media, and he wanted to let everyone know that the family is grateful for all of the love and support that they have received. Take a listen.
A lot of people don't get a chance to see how loved they are while they're alive. So for him to have a situation where he could have been taken away, and he has a chance to come back and see all that love that he got, it's truly an amazing thing, and I can't wait for him to see all the love and support that people have had for him, not just around the area, but around the country and the world. It's been amazing.
And Shep, correct me if I'm wrong, his uncle, Dorian Glenn, who spoke earlier this evening, he also just spoke to CNN?
That would be correct, and just very heartfelt and understandably shaken at this time, but good for him for being able to just elocute this word so fondly and so profoundly.
Yeah, it's difficult to understand. Here he is, Dorian Glenn, the uncle of DeMar Hamlin, on CNN recently, talking about how these emotions have hit him, where he's never cried this much in his life.
We were in Pittsburgh watching it on TV, and his little brother was there with us. And when he seen his brother drop like that, and when I tell you I never seen him cry or scream like that, like, we were trying to calm him down, like, yo, it's okay, you know, he'll gonna get back up, he'll be back in the game, you know, woo-doo-woo-doo-woo. Next thing you know, it's 10 minutes later, they're doing chest compressions. It's a half hour later, they still not playing yet. I'm like, yo, what's going on? What's wrong with my nephew? And then, like, when I say, like, now we were all in the room crying, man, we were all in tears, man. And I'm not a crier, but, like, I never cried so hard in my life.
That's my first time hearing that, and that makes me tear up. I can't imagine being in a room in a joyful moment watching a family member do something that they've been out there their whole damn life trying to do, and you're watching someone potentially go away. I can't imagine that. He mentioned having to be resuscitated twice. He just heard him. You heard him there talk about it on the field. He mentioned that he needed to be resuscitated as well at the hospital. And those were statements that he made earlier this afternoon or this evening, I should say, depending on where you live. His uncle clarified that on CNN. Take a listen.
You told me off camera your nephew died twice. Can you explain?
Well, his heart had went out, so they had to resuscitate him twice. They resuscitated him on the field before they brought him to the hospital, and then they resuscitated him a second time when he got to the hospital. So I just want to show my gratitude for the medical staff that were on hand, because if not for them, my nephew probably wouldn't even be here.
Yeah. Yeah. That was the uncle of Damar Hamlin, Dorian Glenn. He was just on CNN. So he has taken some time this evening to talk to the media and share with the world the status of his nephew, of which is, you know, we can all still hope that it moves in a positive direction here. He has certainly received a lot of support. And I want to repeat this, something that I've said over the last 2 hours. You know, he received his care on the field. There's a lot of love, a lot of support, a lot of people praying, people going over to the hospital, etc. And kudos to those who just got on that field and helped get him back to life. And a big shout out to everybody listening. We have a lot of people listening to us who are first responders, and this is what they do. And so kudos to all of you who work in helping other people, protecting other people, serving other people, regardless of what that capacity may be. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You have heard from an owner. You just heard from a family member. Before I pick up the phone lines, I do want you to hear from one of the other coaches who spoke today. That happened to be Mike Vrabel, obviously the head coach of the Tennessee Titans. These are his words wishing Damar Hamlin well.
On behalf of the Titans organization, our players and everybody involved, I want to send our deepest sympathies and our concerns and our prayers to Damar, who, you know, by all accounts is fighting his tail off in Cincinnati. You know, to his family who watched that unfold, you know, in front of their eyes.
Yeah, we just heard the clear description from his family in the stands, his family back at home, who had to witness that live on television. I cannot imagine. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm right here in Atlanta. Let's talk to someone in Atlanta. His name is Calvin. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. How are you? I want to first thank you for being able to talk about this and let her understand. And I am a American Heart Association CPR instructor for the last 34 years, and it broke my heart to see this go down on television. My love and prayers are going out to the family, and I appreciate the financial situation that they're doing for his foundation. But I just wanted to call and express to everybody, if you don't know CPR, learn CPR. It's a lot easier now than what people thought in the past. You don't have to actually give breath to people. You can do compressions. But the main thing is the AED, the automated external defibrillator. Every organization, every church, every recreational place should have an AED, because that's going to help you save somebody's life. Excuse me. thank God for the emergency personnel that was there to preserve this young man's life, because if he had been out by itself or nobody knowing CPR, it could have been a worse situation. But right now, we're praying for him. He's on 50% of oxygen, and that says it's coming down, and I heard that he's starting to breathe on his own. But I want to encourage everyone out there, if you don't know CPR, please learn and take it to your churches, to your recreation, wherever you have to take it. And
can I ask you, before you go, Calvin, I appreciate that. We had a caller who had suggested the same thing. I expressed some similar thoughts. I think we all know the power of Google. I would hope so in trying to find out information of CPR. I hope you do. If you don't, that's okay too. Is there a formal place or destination online where people can go to find out more information?
Yes. You can go to AmericanHeartAssociation.com, or you can even go to the Red Cross. Red Cross. They'll teach you also. But you're right. You can pull up on Google how to perform CPR. And right now, the way it is, we are doing hands-only CPR, which means you don't have to give the breaths. People are so worried about giving breaths during COVID and, you know, AIDS and all of that, that they don't want to do CPR on people. But now the way the American Heart Association, which I deal with, you can just do chest compressions and call 911 to get you some help. That's the key, because they got advanced treatment there for you. Like on the field, they were able to administer oxygen, put an endotracheal tube in. But the main thing, too, and everybody need to know, you need an AED, automated external defibrillator, in your churches, in all these big buildings, stadiums, because what that does is when your heart goes into this ventricular fibrillation, which is vibration, it can shock them back in the spot right there. And all you have to do is push a button, and it'll tell you exactly what to do.
Well, thank you.
And then if you call 911, that'll get an ambulance rolling for you, and they can further that treatment for you. But the best thing we can do right now to honor this young man is learn CPR, pray for his family, and just pray that everything goes okay. I know you got a lot of calls, and thank you so much for what you do, okay?
Well, thank you, Calvin, for coming through with the information. I really appreciate him for sharing that. I think we got Google, American Heart Association, as well as the American Red Cross. If you personally want to learn how you could help someone who may experience this, and I think we all know someone at some point who has experienced this. Maybe you have as well. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. So I'm going to get some more of your calls. I did mention to you about Donovan Mitchell's gigantic game, his 71 points. I want you to hear from Donovan Mitchell as well on the other side of the break. He had some words to say about his game, but he also got right to it. He also stopped to show love, even not knowing the full circumstance, to show love and support to Damar Hamlin. We'll talk to you as well on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
First off, I just want to say mad respect for your show. You always got a lot of good points. I agree with a lot of things you say.
I just want to say I love your show. Me and my grandpa listen to it every night.
I needed a JR fix tonight, and I'm glad that you're on.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to your calls momentarily. We talked about DeMar Hamlin, and there was so much that went on last night pretty much at the same time because it was business as usual. We're here at the beginning of the year. We just figured out over the weekend who's going to be heading to next Monday night's college football playoff. We know it'll be TCU in Georgia. TCU, if you would have picked them at the beginning of the year, I think everybody would have said, oh, yep, you're absolutely crazy. And then even at the same moment that Monday Night Football was getting underway between the Bills and the Bengals, I mean, we had basketball games on. I mean, we had the Rose Bowl going on. The start of Monday Night Football was pushed back by a few minutes just to make sure that you know, if the game stayed in regulation, the Rose Bowl, and didn't go into overtime, that people would be able to take a look. And then even on the NBA side, the Lakers were taking on the Hornets. They won 121-115. LeBron James has been losing his mind. The newly turned 38 LeBron, he dropped 43 points. He was here in Georgia last week, and I think he put up 48 points in a crazy game. And then we had a history made in the NBA last night as Donovan Mitchell had one of the greatest games that you will ever see in NBA history. He scored 71 points, helped the Cavs come back by down 21 points to beat Chicago 145-134 in overtime. The most points scored ever since Kobe Bryant dropped his 81 in 2006. We know the record. Wilt has it with 100. It was a major deal last night. But all the attention with good reason going to DeMar and his health. After the historic game that Donovan Mitchell had, of which he also accounted for 99 points, when you count in the assists and you count in the points, the 71, he accounted for the second most points of any human that has ever played in an NBA game. He's the first player to have 70 points and 10 assists in a game. He's only the seventh player in NBA history with 70-plus points. And the fact that he accounted for 99 points, the second most in history, and Wilt Chamberlain was number one at 100, is ridiculous. And despite that fact, after the game, Donovan Mitchell talked about his accomplishment. I want you to hear that. But then he also took time to talk about DeMar, which he just found out. This is Donovan Mitchell on what he did last night scoring-wise.
They trust me enough to make these plays, and they immediately go right back and say, nah, like, screw that. Like, it's you. You know what I mean? And that just gives you confidence. And, you know, I told Serena the other night, like, I hadn't played to my best of my abilities. But when you have guys that are consistently in your ear every second telling you to keep going, it makes life, you know, very easy.
And obviously, the game concluded. They're in the locker room, and they didn't even have full details on what took place with DeMar, but he made sure to send support and love, not just from himself, but from the entire Cavs organization. Listen to this.
Oh, I want to say prayers up for the Bills' safety, man. I heard about it. I didn't see it, but, you know, I wish him and his family. We're praying for him, all of us in the locker room. Kevin Love actually hit me on it, and make sure we all want to, from the Cavalier organization, we want to wish the best and pray and for everything goes well.
Yeah, I told you about LeBron James putting on his own 43-point show for the fans in Charlotte. Lakers on felt like a forever East Coast trip. The Lakers won 121-115 over Charlotte as LeBron tries to kind of drag their carcass for the Los Angeles Lakers to 500. I don't know if it's going to happen. It certainly doesn't look like they'll have any type of big-time success. But LeBron James, he did talk about, he was asked specifically by the media after the game, you know, on what his thoughts are that they stopped the game.
It's definitely the right call by either whoever made that call, Roger Goodell, or whoever had an opportunity, the authority to make that call, to suspend that. The safety of our players in all sports is always the most important. So, you know, it was a terrible thing to see. And I wish, you know, nothing but the best for that kid. for the city of Buffalo, for the franchise of the Bills, and like I said, for the rest of the NFL too as well, and also the Bengals that was there, and, you know, playing in that game. So I'm a huge fan of the NFL. I'm a huge fan of football, and you know, you never want to see anything like that happen, even in the type of competition that they're playing in.
Yeah, these were almost live comments as everything was still developing at this point. This is Donovan Mitchell, who had a historic night in the NBA, and LeBron James, who just continues to light it up at recently turned 38 years old. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. And you know what? They always say offense is the best defense. And so I'm going to officially anoint Donovan Mitchell as the Navy Federal Credit Union Defensive Player of the Week. The Defensive Player of the Week is sponsored by the Navy Federal Credit Union, who proudly serves the Armed Forces, DOD, veterans, and their families. Their members are the mission. You can learn more at NavyFederal.org. Let's go to Cam. He's calling from San Diego. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, what up, JR? What's up, Shep? Happy New Year to you guys. So I don't know. I almost even feel bad asking this question, but I'm just curious to hear what your take is. Earlier this summer, I think it was this summer, Christian Eriksen, the soccer player for Denmark, he collapsed on the field in the middle of the game. Very similar situation, obviously without the hit to the chest, but they were doing CPR on him on the field. I believe that they used the defibrillators and shocked him as well. And they ended up continuing in playing that game. And I'm not saying anybody's right or wrong to do either in either situation. I think ultimately it should be up to the players, and it seems like people respect that. But I'm just kind of curious, like, what your take might be on the differences between those two situations.
It's not necessarily what I think. The differences are that Christian Eriksen, when he was removed from the field, he appeared, and I don't want to say appeared, he was conscious. They stopped the game. They delayed the game for, I believe, about an hour to 90 minutes. And the players are the ones who wanted to go ahead and continue. I would say that those are two very different circumstances, especially the fact that even at this point right now, DeMar Hamlin is intubated and he is in a induced a coma. He's asleep.
Yeah, that's yeah, really scary. I can't ever think of a time where in any sport a player came off the field and didn't give the crowd a wave or a team their thumbs up or something. It's certainly rough, and prayers out to his family. And you know, I appreciate you guys doing this show and doing it with you know, a touch of class as well. So excited continue listening to you guys in 2023.
Appreciate you. Thank you for calling from San Diego. Hey, listen, man, certainly trying. It's not easy to sit here and be enthusiastic about Donovan Mitchell. I want to talk about, you know, 70-point games in the NBA. I want to talk about, you know, Luka Doncic and LeBron. I want to talk about the playoff standings. I don't want to talk about, nobody's talking about seemingly, you know, Dana White and the spat that he got into with his wife. And, yeah, it's their business, you know, but the attention towards it. There's so many things that I want to talk about, but it doesn't matter what the hell I want to talk about, because it doesn't matter. It really doesn't. What this man and his family are going through matters the most. And, you know, it's a matter of just trying to lay things out, allow people to express themselves, and just try to learn. I think there's nothing to do right now but to take a look at the scenario and situation that has happened, and to hope and pray for the best, and to learn. I think one of our callers, I think it was Calvin from Atlanta, he encouraged everyone who's listening to the radio right now to, at minimum, learn CPR. As he said, it's a lot easier than what people might think. He tried to dispel some of the misconceptions that might surround it regarding to providing air or mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. And I think that's good. I think that there are people who learn this. I think there are some people who have found a little bit more hope in humanity, looking at the response, whether it be from individuals in Cincinnati where this took place, whether it be the great fans up in Buffalo of the Bills, whether it be people saying a prayer or donating to his charity, which was providing toys to children, and now has $6 million to work with to hopefully make other people's lives better. And so it's that makes it a little bit easier, you know, not to be enthusiastic about some of the other things taking place in the world of sports, knowing that, you know, even in terrible circumstances, you hope and pray for the best. You still try to find some positivity in it for society's sake that we can move forward. You just don't want tragedies to happen as a result, or these things happen as a result of a tragedy. And so, yeah, it ain't easy sitting here and doing this, but I ain't the one to worry about or be concerned, or my thoughts are concerned or concerns are not important. It's all about this guy, Damar, and his family. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get some more of your calls on the other side.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
You're such a man of the people. You take more calls than any sports personality I've ever known. And to take words out of your mouth, pardon me, we appreciate you, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
I appreciate you more than you'll ever know. Speaking of appreciation, we talked about what took place last night with Donovan Mitchell with 71 and LeBron had 43 and he's been going off. Donovan's been going off. Luka has been going off. Well, it was only a few minutes ago, or a few hours, I should say, that Giannis Antetokounmpo, he also continues to go off. Tonight against the Washington Wizards, he snapped or helped snap the 5-game winning streak of the Wizards. Giannis had a career-high 55 points tonight. The Bucks win 123-113. Giannis didn't just chip in the 55 points, that career-high. He also had 10 rebounds and 7 assists. Over the last 3 games, this man has dropped at minimum 40 points, 10 rebounds, and 5 assists. Now, I understand the NBA is played at a faster pace with more possessions, but I mean, damn. These numbers are still absolutely ridiculous. A lot of things going on and, you know, not being at the forefront. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Tony is here from Massachusetts. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Hey, Tony, you're live.
Yeah. Hey, what's up, JR?
Go ahead.
First, I just want to send some of my prayers out to his family and for him. And I just want to thank God for those paramedics who were there, who were trained, who went into action immediately and knew exactly what was going on. When I watched that game and that went down, I mean, I immediately, at first I thought it was a regular hit. You know, I seen him get up and then I seen him fall and I'm like, okay, maybe he got a concussion. And immediately after that, when I seen the faces, I knew something was like immediate. This was not something that was normal. And I literally just started praying and crying. And, you know, I'm just trying to keep my chain of thought here because, you know, I was with my wife earlier driving and I heard a caller. You know, sometimes we forget that these athletes are human beings, man. And you know, this next man up and the game must go on. And when I hear something like that, it really angered me. And I don't want to, like, take that out on your show. But sometimes we need to really think about what we have to say before we say it. Because the reality is this man died on that field. if people were not, like, really attuned to what happened, he died. He had to be brought back to life, not once, but twice. And when I hear somebody start a sentence off with, I don't mean to be insensitive, yes, you already know what you're going to say is insensitive. Because the fact that you've started that out, I don't understand what it is about people that can't separate. I love sports to death. I really do. But at some point, you got to be able to separate. That's entertainment. We're talking about somebody's life. We're talking about somebody's son, a family member, a close friend. And at some point, you got to be able to separate that from entertainment. And I think, I want to say fans, but as human beings, we got to be able to understand and put things in context, what's really important and what's not important. Mm-hmm. The NFL, you know, they got a lot of issues with player safety, but that was the right call. I mean, this 5-minute thing, they was like, you know, they was, you know what? Nobody knew what was going on. We've seen it 100 times. Players get hurt, thumbs up in the air, carted off in an ambulance, but there was a sign that he was okay. That did not happen last night.
Yeah.
That wasn't the case.
Yeah.
So for somebody to say, well, you know, the game got to go on and next man up, I'm like, what are you talking about? Next man, this man died.
Yeah.
You've seen somebody die right in front of you on national TV. I don't know what your agenda is. I really don't know. But we really got to get this stuff in perspective that's entertainment. That's what it is. And these are human beings. These are people with families. These are sons. You get what I'm saying, JR?
We've certainly shared the thoughts from his family tonight. We've heard from players. I've given my perspective of what you just mentioned. I didn't hear no one uttered here on the radio. We did have a gentleman who called a few hours ago. Thank you, Tony, for calling from Massachusetts. He gave his thoughts, and then he said, "Hey, I don't mean to be, rude or disrespectful." He said, "What do you think they should do with the game?" I said, "Man, I don't care. I really don't. I'm not interested in thinking about it." The NFL, I'm sure, doesn't know what to do with the game. They've made it clear that it will not take place this week. We played this earlier in the show. I want to make sure that you hear it again, since we want to talk about, the humanity, or Tony brought up the humanity of the players. This was Aaron Rodgers earlier today on the Pat McAfee show, and he talked about the humanity of the players. Like, they do this for entertainment. They do it because they love it, they enjoy it, but they also understand the risks. This is Aaron Rodgers.
At the end of the day, there's one thread that connects all of us, right? And it's that we know that we are the modern day gladiators, right? We are providing entertainment for the masses and doing something we love, but we're also putting our bodies and our future health on the line. And I think that's one thread that connects all of us, that we have a respect for what it takes to go out on the field and play, and the attention to this being a 365-day-a-year job, and the stresses of physical health and mental health and emotional health that it puts on us, and that we put our bodies on the line because we love doing it, because we love competing, and we enjoy providing entertainment for people. But at the end of the day, you don't think these type of things are gonna happen. And when it does happen, everything is thrown out. A rivalry, distaste for a certain team, whatever it might be that might separate you a little bit, that's all gone.
Yeah, he said we're the modern gladiators, and it's true. He ain't lying. 855-212-4CBS. Steve is here from Alabama.
How you doing, JR?
Good, man. Go ahead.
Not only was that a good decision to cancel that game, I don't, by the looks on the Bengals' faces, I don't think they could have proceeded with that game.
Well, Aaron Rodgers gave Zach Taylor credit for that as well. A matter of fact, let's take a listen to Aaron Rodgers on Pat McAfee He gave a lot of love to Zach Taylor for how he helped handle that situation. Don't go anywhere, Steve.
I do want to say this as well. Like, I think one person who deserves a lot of credit in the situation is Coach Taylor. I saw him walk across the field, and just the empathy that I saw in his face and the way he handled that thing. And then obviously, because Coach McDermott, I mean, like, this is your guy, right? Like, and he was going through it. But just the way that he, it wasn't even a question. No, we're not going to play this game. What are you talking about? Do you need more time? Do you need any time? Do you want to even play? I mean, that felt like that was a conversation right there. So big kudos to Zach for not saying, oh, hey, we're going to play this. Yep, you got 5 minutes. Okay. I know it's, you know, there could have been so many insensitive, you know, obviously in the moment and also hindsight for sure moments that could have been had right there. But I thought he handled that thing the exact right way. And whether or not, you know, we can second guess the NFL and all the decisions afterwards, but I don't know, had it not been for Zach, you know, and Coach McDermott coming together, would they have not gone to the locker room and tried to play? Because playing at that point was not even close to important as this young man's life.
Well, Steve, that goes to your point, doesn't it?
Yeah, and another thing about the CPR classes, I was trained in CPR and first aid. Anybody that reaches out to their employer, the Lung Association, as well as your local fire department, and that's who taught me,
okay,
will come out to your place of business, to your employer, and they will teach a group of you everything from the chest compressions to the AED,
okay,
to general first aid.
Okay. Well, thank you for the additional information, Steve. We're up against a break. I appreciate you, man.
All right. Happy New Year, brother.
To you as well. Thank you, Steve, for calling from Alabama. We're getting, even amongst this discussion, we're getting a lot of good information. I've heard that as well. And I venture you to check in with your local fire department. I mean, they may come out and do such a thing. So appreciate everybody who's out there doing the good work. And, you know, Shep, there's sometimes a little bit of a silver lining in everything. Obviously, we want the big news to be some good news, but some positivity, at least learning in the process. We're going to talk more about this on the other side, get some more of your calls, many people obviously on the lines. The JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
This is your operating system talking, not your computers or your phones, but your internal human operating system. I'm feeling a little overloaded. Here's how you can ease my stress. Close your eyes or softly gaze at something in front of you. Now inhale for 4 counts, exhale for 6. Keep repeating. Much better. Longer term, there's BetterHelp Online Therapy. They'll match us with a licensed therapist we can connect with via video, phone, or chat. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive and save 10% on our first month. If you're feeling down and having trouble getting up in the morning, here's a tip. Brush your teeth. That's it. Often when we wake up, our brains go into planning mode, which leads to overthinking and stress before our head even leaves the pillow. Something simple like brushing your teeth can break that cycle and jumpstart your day. This tip was brought to you by BetterHelp Online Therapy, which connects you with a licensed therapist via video, phone, or online chat. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive and save 10% on your first month. This is your operating system talking, not your computers or your phones, but your internal human operating system. I'm feeling a little overloaded. Here's how you can ease my stress. Close your eyes or softly gaze at something in front of you. Now inhale for 4 counts, exhale for 6. Keep repeating. Much better. Longer term, there's BetterHelp Online Therapy. They'll match us with a licensed therapist we can connect with via video, phone, or chat. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive and save 10% on our first month.